This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
As of today, everybody 16 and up is eligible. 18 and up for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, 16 and up for Pfizer.
Governor Jared Polis earlier today on KRDO's Morning News with that update on the state's fight against COVID-19.
This is still very prevalent. I mean, to put things in perspective, only about 20% of the population is immune. So that's 80%, plenty of people for it to spread among. We'll get through everybody vaccinated in a month or two. But for now, we just have to keep up these precautions. There is a national increase. There is a national surge. It isn't over yet.
The governor also added that Coloradans should expect to wear masks in public for about another month.
That increase being felt across southern Colorado. El Paso County reporting 315 new cases as of yesterday. That's 100 more than Wednesday, as well as 3 new deaths. Pueblo County also seeing higher numbers, reporting 46 new cases and 1 death. 4 new cases were reported in Fremont County. Teller County, which just saw that bump back to level yellow, announced 6 new cases yesterday. And Teller County's move back to that lower level on the state's COVID dial, leading to tighter restrictions on restaurants and other businesses. But the response from business owners has been concerning as well. Several we spoke with in Woodland Park say the move to yellow isn't likely to change anything. John DeVoe, owner of Alpine Firearms, was one of the few exceptions.
Our town does a pretty good job up here. A lot of the small businesses try to wipe everything down, let somebody do the spacing, make sure you wear a mask. We got to keep that up for a while, I think, until we finally get this thing whipped.
For now, whether businesses comply or not, Teller County will remain under that more restrictive level yellow until case numbers drop. More than 1 million people in Colorado have now been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. That's a huge milestone. As of today, anyone over the age of 16 is eligible to get vaccinated for COVID-19 in the state.
Researchers at CU Boulder are studying whether or not you could still spread the virus to people you love, even if you've already received both vaccine doses. Chris D'Souza with CU says that this can help determine how quickly safety restrictions should be lifted at the state and local level.
It will absolutely determine whether those types of restrictions can be relaxed or relaxed in a safe way. Because while we know the vaccine is effective at preventing infection, that we really don't know whether it prevents transmission.
At least 700 students will participate and be given doses of the Moderna vaccine over the next 5 months. Those students and their close contacts will be monitored for any signs of the virus through regular testing. While the study's focusing on the Moderna vaccine, researchers say they're confident their results will also apply to other mRNA-based vaccines like Pfizer.
KRDO News Time 8:02. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office held a remembrance ceremony to honor a deputy lost 1 year ago yesterday. Jeff Hopkins was the first local law enforcement officer to fall victim to the COVID-19 virus. Sergeant Tyron Smith with the Sheriff's Office.
He was absolutely a kind gentleman, man. He was very soft-spoken, but when he did say things, they were of value and of heart.
Hopkins was 41 years old and was working at the El Paso County Jail at the time of his death. The county health department did determine that his passing was a direct result of him contracting the virus while in the line of duty, doing intake and processing work on new inmates.
Extremely dry conditions continue to be a concern for area firefighters, and we saw the results yesterday afternoon in a field near the Colorado Springs VA clinic. Flames scorched about 2 acres in an open space near Centennial and Fillmore, broke out just before 3 o'clock, prompting a strong response from city fire crews who showed up with 5 brush trucks and 3 fire engines. Those familiar with the area, like Michael Garrison, says it's unfortunate, but not surprising.
It's just full of homeless camps and trash, and because a lot of people are just too lazy to go out to the dump and dump, but they dump here instead.
Thankfully, winds yesterday were relatively calm. The fire was contained in about 90 minutes.
An assistant chief with the Penrose Fire Department has died following a work-related incident. The fire department announced the death of Assistant Chief Greg Gatsky last night on Facebook. A Facebook post by Fort Carson Fire and Emergency Services indicates that he died Wednesday in a tragic accident. Gatsky was an emergency vehicle technician at Fort Carson for 16 years.
2 people under arrest on charges and accusations of pimping here in Colorado Springs. Police say Sandra Byron and Gary Winston were forcing at least one person to sell their body for sex. Other victims are believed to be out there. The pair was arrested last month inside a home on South Hancock near Castilla. Anyone with information on this case urged to contact the CSPD.
And three people are under arrest in connection with separate child porn investigations. Colorado Springs police say Cody Isaacs, Ruben Badiel, and Carlos Vieira Gonzalez were captured earlier this week. Details of the cases were not released, but CSPD says Homeland Security agents and the El Paso County Sheriff's Office assisted in the investigation. The suspects are accused of sexual exploitation of a child.
Partly cloudy skies for your Friday afternoon. Mild temperatures, 73 degrees in Colorado Springs, 77 for Pueblo. As we work overnight into Saturday morning, clearing skies. Morning starts in the low 40s. And Saturday afternoon, beautiful, mostly sunny, 73 for Colorado Springs and 78 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.